This is RSBMB Update, episode 401, recorded Friday, February 22nd, 2013. The Bad Old Days. Hello, everybody, and welcome to RSBNB Update on this somber anniversary of Friday, 22nd of February, 2013.
Why somber?
Well, just somber because of what's happening in RuneScape and everything like that. But we'll get there in just a little bit.
Alrighty.
Interesting, so we have no real updates this week, eh?
Well, it was a website update, which...
A preview at their HTML5 and WebGL through the RuneScape bestiary. They say it's RuneTech 7. So, essentially what you can do with this is you can preview any monster, any NPC in-game. So, if there's somebody you want to look up, you can just type it in and... see what you can find. So, for example, the woman called Miss Shism that's sitting in Drainer Village on that stool, you can pull her up, and there she is, just sitting here.
Rocking in her chair.
Yep.
Yes, it's basically a website version of the Pokedex.
Very good. Very good.
Yes, the only thing I want to... Well, it only works for Chrome, so if you're using it to play the game, that's all good and dandy, but I use a client to play it, and Chrome is not my default browser.
So you're going to need to use Chrome once RuneTech 7 comes out.
Meh.
Chrome is a good thing, as we discussed last week. Even Opera is switching to WebKit, so not just WebKit, but everything behind it is good as well.
Well, you're the nerd. I don't know... that much. All right.
The preview of it looks good. Like the NPCs and whatnot look good. They look smooth, just as they would in regular game. The only thing is that things in the background, like the trees and whatnot, those really don't look as good as they do in game under Java with anti-aliasing. So I hope that gets fixed in the medium term.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a nice little thing. You can go into it, select your monster, do a 360-degree view of the whole thing, and have it do some of its animations, like walking and fighting or
I'm watching
screaming.
An Abyssal Demon die right now.
Poor thing. What'd you do that for?
Attack.
Murder.
Attack. Attack. Murder. Attack. Attack. Attack.
Are you okay?
What do you think? Am I okay?
Well, knowing you, you're always a sad little panda.
No, I'm not a sad panda. I'm a Turkish RP hero.
Right. Stupid Turks, you need your coffee, don't you?
But anyways, the Abyssal Demon is weak to Slash. It gives you 510 XP for killing it, and it has 3650 life points and requires 85 Slayer. So, effectively, if you're looking at an NPC, this would probably be the best way of finding what to fight it with or what kind of stats you're dealing with. The only thing it doesn't provide, aside from the weakness, which is really all you need these days, is a drop list, which I think would be interesting to see. Like, if somebody were to go into the web extension business and make an extension for the RuneScape website... so that when you go to this page and look up a NPC, it queries from, I don't know, some wiki or your said fan site choice, and then it just populates it with a drop list or something. That'd be interesting to see. Somebody could throw that on. And then you effectively, by doing this, don't need an item database on fan site, because why would you need this if this is already here? So this is like the... this is the stance we've been taking at RSBNB for quite some time, is that why do we need to have basic things that list all kinds of info for NPCs and stuff when you can get that easily in game. I mean, that's just it doesn't make sense to do that. That's something that the Walmart fan sites do, whereas we prefer to focus on more innovative type things and focusing on the future and trying to make a positive change for the community. But I don't know. Yeah. Anything else on this thing?
Well, actually, that was quite nice. You can really zoom in and everything else. But just for me, I don't really use Google Chrome for much, so it just doesn't help me. But it's nice to just mess around with all the buttons and see what happens.
Yep.
Especially see all the levels they can do. And the Tezuka Giant has actually 40,000 life points. Did not know that.
Yeah, and a Black Demon only has 19,800, half of that. So, come on, give Chrome a try. I mean, Chrome's a good browser, and if you could do this in it, what's wrong with giving it a try?
I didn't say, I just don't care for it.
Okay. Well, and maybe if you used Chrome, the our action bar planner would work for you.
It actually does work in the Google Chrome.
Yay!
It doesn't work with Firefox, but if I use Firefox and switch to IE tab on it, it works fine with that.
We still have no idea what's causing that problem for you, but if anybody's wondering what we're mentioning here, just head on over to the RSBNB website and choose the Calculators tab and then Equipment and Max Hit, and then on there you can get the Action Bar Planner and Equipment Loadout for everything going on.
Still have no idea what's going on with it, though.
Anyways, so and then they end off this news post with saying, look for an early access beta of the new RuneScape graphics engine in the next few months. Yay!
It looked quite nice, too, especially Jad.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that we're going to be moving to HTML5 and we can abandon Java with all of the security vulnerabilities that come with it and its top heaviness, that's very appealing to me.
Especially with the more recent Java exploitations that was going around.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. This requires Windows XP, Vista 7 or 8, Mac OS 10, Linux, or Android 4 and above. Chrome on iOS does not support the technology because Chrome on iOS is just a wrapper for a WebKit display, unfortunately.
Ha ha.
I know.
I'm glad I got Android.
Yes, but you don't have the good apps that I have on iOS.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I get them for free, too.
Oh, well, most of mine are free as well. But anyways, we can have this discussion later. In other news, a certain resident of Relica has been out of sorts recently. Why not head over there and see if you can help? And also on the same sort of vein as this, there's an intriguing archaeological dig happening near the Legends Guild. Head on over and take a look. So, these two things are pertaining to the Grandmaster quest that's coming up. Did you have a chance to go and have a look at these?
No, I didn't. I was actually way too busy this week.
Okay. Well, in that case, how do you feel about the low population worlds being converted to skill total worlds for 2,000 and 2,400 plus?
I wish I had 2,400 plus.
I'm less than 100 away.
I'm at 2,294. I need an average of 96 on all of my skills to get in there.
Ooh.
I so want to go in there, but I can't. And the ones that I have to train to get it up is Hunter and Construction. I really don't want to do either. And Range. I don't even want to touch Range.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get there. I might stop at 2,371. Because 2371 was a good year in the Star Trek world.
Why didn't you start with 2309?
What's 2309?
The best barrel of blood wine in the Klingon Empire.
Oh, okay. I see. Amazing you'd know that. I totally forgot that.
Yeah. You need to know your vintage, man.
Yeah, but I don't drink, so.
Nor do I.
You know, it wouldn't be an episode without a Star Trek reference. Did you guys do any Star Trek references while I was gone?
Hell no.
Oh, that's too bad.
You were listening to it. We didn't do a single one. It was nice, too. I'm sure a lot of our listeners was really happy we didn't go all nerdy yet.
All right. 134 has been labeled the sinkhole world.
To be honest, there's really no point in having a sinkhole world. What I've noticed that I just go to a dungeoneering world where it's about to start and everybody just runs on over. Because it is really good dungeoneering experience for the time it takes.
Mm.
Even if you get the small lamb, it's still pretty beneficial. Unless you're Mike, who ends up trying to collect everything and gets a last place every single time.
Yeah, well, that's Mike. He's a very thorough person. So, to be honest, I'd expect that of him.
Nah, he just needs to run around and capture the exploration totems before doing any of the collecting. But
you know, I still haven't had a look into this. Maybe later you can show me one.
Yeah, can't wait for it to reset. But anyway, really quick, sinkholes now appear in once every hour rather than every two. And from what I noticed the past couple of days as I was trying to do them, they're all the same in every single world. So if your server says it's 40 minutes, every other server is more or less 40 minutes.
That's good.
So I usually just jump into a World 77, which is the dungeoneering world, and just hop on over to there. Do my two sinkholes and I'm done. Because usually I'm done with each one in about 3 to 4 minutes. And after that, I'm done with my two dailies and I just leave.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, like the whole thing. The sinkhole lasts for 7 minutes after it's revealed. Usually I get two runs in. Got 40 on that one. I think I got around 80,000 yesterday, give or take. Dungeonary XP. So like I said, you know, it's good for you, especially if you can get the nice huge lamps or copy it and or steal it.
Is there any way to get dungeoneering tokens from them?
Yeah, you get it every single time.
Oh, good.
You either get dungeoneering tokens every single time you do a sinkhole, but if you get the chest with dungeoneering tokens in it, you get slightly more. How much is in it? It depends on your level, but I didn't realize until yesterday that I got like over 300,000 Dungeoneering tokens. I don't know what to do with them yet.
Give them to me. Give them to me.
I would, but I can't.
Yeah.
Actually, wait, no, I wouldn't. I'll charge you.
Okay. Moving on to the patch notes. A Christmas event tree in Falador has been replaced with a non-snow-covered tree.
Aww.
That's interesting that that's managed to stay in the game so long. Let's see. Anything else interesting here? The golf clap emote no longer causes players who are moving to peer to stand still. That is something that I have noticed before.
Now, let's see. Mostly typo fixes.
Yep.
Let's see, a player dying at the Cowfight King should no longer have their kept on dev interface closed if they die during a certain action. No idea what that is.
Well, you have the interface up and you get hit, it would close. So then you'd have no ability to be able to see what's going on while you're doing that or choose which items you keep or where you respawn.
Lucky version of Armadale and Vandal's chest play now have the same damage bonus as their non-lucky versions. If you get that
wait. You can still get those on the Squeal?
Yeah.
I have not seen one of those in ages.
I've seen them, I just never get them. Because I just do time. Because, you know, we do times 10, we just skip through all three spins in about 3 seconds.
Yeah. I'm thinking I should buy some spins to get the hearts so I can get those emotes.
If you want. Let's see. The Bandos Runite Plate Skirt defense requirement has been brought in line with other similar items. Armadale Bugler has now been given to you the correct message when trying to use it with a defense stat lower than 70. And
that's about all we need to cover here, I think.
And now a small noise now plays when a Slayer contract is completed. That is good.
Yay.
Let's see. Damage caused by elven traps have been increased. Oh, assholes.
Oh, I love those traps.
I almost died to one back in way back when it was first released.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to click through it. I was trying to click on it, but my mouse missed. So I clicked on the other side. I was trying to get back before I went through, but I got hit again. Then I tried to click it back to the one get through. I basically went back and forth. I was like, okay, Anson, stop. Dude, stop. Stop. Stop clicking. Stop clicking.
I was with Pika once upon a time. He was doing Regicide. I don't know what I was doing with him there, but he was following me, and he just blindly walked over one of the traps because he was following me. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I did that with a lot of people, too, especially the annoying one that was trying to scam me or something. Back then in the day, like, oh, dude, check this out. You can get this and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, right, all right, but follow me. Okay. So I had time to follow me. I run him into the trap. Ooh, ow. That looks like it hurt. Asshole!
Ow. Okay.
Wasn't my fault. You're too stupid.
All okay. Right. So, RuneScape old school servers. The vote reached 250,000 sometime around Thursday night, give or take. Currently at about 295,000. So, of course, the servers have been brought back. As we discussed last week and you guys discussed the week before, you guys covered these pretty extensively, and I pretty much gave my thoughts that it was a bad idea and whatnot, moving the wrong way and all that other good stuff. So they don't need to be highlighted again this week, so we're just going to move forward with this. And yeah. In accordance with moving forward, the game also needs to move forwards, not backwards. 2007 was in the past, and as you and I were discussing in pre-show, who the hell wants to go back to that when you had to click manually on each one? What were you saying?
I'm not looking forward to clicking each gold bar to the smithing place in order to make my amulets again.
There you go.
Been there, done that, and I wish they would make the auto cast for enchanting, but they haven't, and I'm still waiting for them to do it.
And while I don't agree with bringing the servers back or the petition of how it came about, so even with that, Jagex is, of course, free to see to make a profit as they see fit. I mean, I give them full credit for this. It's a great idea if people want 2007 RuneScape to grab $5 in excess of what they're paying for regular members. That's a great idea, and they're entirely welcome to do that. But just the fact that they did this and it came from a community-based petition, and the fact it's going to fragment the community further, that those are two real issues for me that I'm not pleased with. So that's another reason why we're not going to be covering these servers going forward. So essentially, if there's an update to a 2007 server, or there's some news item about it, RSVP update will not be covering that or anything relating to 2007 servers.
Mm.
Because, of course, we must move forward.
And, yeah, you know, staying in the past doesn't help anyone.
Exactly. And with this, questions that deal with RS2007 will not be accepted on the podcast.
After today.
After today. That's correct. Okay. All right. With that being said, let's move on to our questions from this week.
This has been the shortest RS update discussion we've ever had.
Under 20 minutes. before we get started with questions, we got an audio question from someone. And I don't know if this person was attempting to speak in a different accent or whatever, but we just could not understand what the question coming in was trying to say. So if you are sending in a question, try to speak as clearly as you can in either English or Chinese, since Trekkie here speaks Chinese.
God. Ugh. You know my Chinese is horrible, right?
I know, but you can decipher it, right?
Decipher it?
Yeah.
Is that right? How you want to put it?
Well, you say it's bad, so that means you can decipher what you hear, right?
Ugh. You're so white, Shane.
I've heard you speak it before.
I know. So I didn't say I was just, great at it.
I know that, but I figured you could provide a second language for this. But anyways, just keep that in mind when sending in questions for the future. Thanks. All right. First question, or rather series of questions, is from Lord Fast Wesley. Let's take this one at a time, shall we?
All right, go.
Question one. I noticed the price of the fish mask dropped beneath $2 million. Why do you think this is? I think it's because more people are trading them less, or they're noticing how useless they are.
Well, every single rare is completely useless. But I think the thing is, the fish mask is just ugly. You wear a party hat, and it was like, oh, cool, hey, I can finally get you a party hat. You get a Halloween mask. Oh, I finally got the Halloween mask. It's like, I have a fish mask. Dude, you look like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
I don't know. It may go back up, but for now, it's just, I think it's going to drop for a while. I do think it'll go back up. Just now. There's always the time period where, you know, these things are dirt cheap because nobody wants them. But suddenly, oh, hey, you have that one person who like wants to collect every single one of them and do a monopoly on it.
It'll go up some portion in the future, because with a rare item, they're not coming into game anymore. So eventually they're going to have to appear, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe I should wear it more.
No, thank you. Looks pretty disgusting, actually.
I'll wear. Yeah.
I'm still up by about 20K. I bought mine for 1.3 mil. All right. Question two is for you.
Tricky, what's your favorite type of music? I know Shane doesn't have one, so there's no point in asking him. Unless he wants me to prove me wrong. Shane's favorite type of music are the sound of the keyboard. Techno music. There we go. My favorite type of music. I don't know. I don't really have a favorite genre. I just listen to whatever sounds decent. I guess light rock.
So like John Mayer?
No, more like Three Doors Down.
Oh, okay. Which I wouldn't someone call you that don't light know. Rock.
Good enough for me. Okay.
Okay. Question three. Can we please make Uncle Dano a permanent guest host on the show? It'll liven up the show a bit more and bring more interesting discussions to the show. And just in general, it'll be way more fun for us and you guys. Thank you, and as always, Godspeed, another fine day, and escape to you all. Yours truly, Lord Fast Wesley.
No. If he becomes a permanent guest, Shane's going to fire me. I like my position.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yes, you would.
No, I would not. No, I would not. We like Uncle Dano. He's a good guest host, but it would be a little bit hard from a logistical standpoint to make him a permanent guest host. So he just comes in once in a while when we need a dose of RuneScape common sense.
Or some age-old wisdom.
There you go. Same thing. But, thank you for the great vote of confidence of Uncle Dano, though. We like him quite a bit, don't we?
You do.
You don't?
Oh, no, I like him. But I see him more of I see him more of the godfather kind of person, you know? Person who will take care of you, but when you need him, he won't be there to help a liberal.
Okay.
Don't worry, Mr. Dano. I'll never do anything to hurt you. Just your ego. And maybe your size of your waist. Okay, moving on to the next question. This one is from Stream Truth. Yo, host, What do you want to see in the World's Wake Quest? Thanks, Scream Truth. P.S. Also not part of the question. I also having Uncle Dano as a permanent guest would make the show much more fast, fun to listen to.
Well, just be thankful that I don't believe in petitions, should anyone would be to start some kind of petition here to have Uncle Dano replace you.
Well, as I recall, you have to do 1% of the vote anyway.
That is true. That is very true. All right.
Shane, you'll like this one. I'm talking to Uncle Dano right now in the game. Guess what he just said? And
what
read
did
this
he
one.
Say?
I love this. RS 2007 is so different. It's different.
I believe that's Reed's line, but anyways.
That's what I just said. Did you listen to me when I said Reed's gonna like this?
Oh, I thought you
God.
Said you're gonna like this.
I said you and Reed. God.
Okay.
All right. So.
So, the world wakes. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to top while Gothic sleeps, right?
Well, this one is more of how he came to more in depth into Guthix, isn't it?
Yeah.
To his underground lair. What I think is going to happen is they'll do a little bit more of EOC, and this is just me thinking. I'm hoping they throw in some more skills or something into the game, and maybe some more action bars, quite honestly. Something, because the way I'm looking at them, each, unless you really do something really interesting with like different classes, like some people did with Slaughter and some of the escape moves. Most of the skills are really just there. There's really no real big combination you can do except to try and stun somebody and then hit them with someone with one type of weapon. Switching weapons is kind of not really effective, on the fly. But what I'm seeing is really not that much to really, I just don't see that much in combination, combo attacks, doing finishing moves and anything else. So hoping they'll add more to it. Like this skill, this skill does this. They're in some new skills, but like after you do this, do that one, and you do more damage or cause more effects to the monster you're fighting.
Right. Okay.
You?
I don't really know, because I just think that it's going to be an interesting quest, and there's going to be something for everyone in it. Because, remember, the only requirement is that you have level 140 combat, which really isn't that high when you think about it these days. Yeah, 140 is not that
high. I think at the time, Gothic Sleep was kind of a little bit higher, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, there's that. And then that's going to be the only requirement. Then the other requirements are just going to be extra to complete parts of the quest. So it sounds kind of like a recipe for disaster thing, but not as fragmented. So, I don't know. I mean, of course, we're going to get the obvious, like a permanent advance in the story and also an advance in the year. Remember that as well, that the game year is advancing by one finally.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So, yeah. Everyone's another year older, and we still haven't used a bathroom in the game yet.
That's funny. But there's also going to be apparently a new Slayer area with this. So, yeah. Definite focus, I think, on the combat side on EOC. I think that's going to be a given for sure.
All right.
But I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what comes out with it. As always with all Grandmaster quests, heavy on story, heavy on puzzles, and could be heavy on combat. Maybe. But only requiring 140? I don't know. A little bit different.
I think this is just going to... Well, you need to do Wild Gothic... You have to finish Wild Gothic Sleep in order to do this quest, isn't it?
No. Actually, that's going to be part of the requirement, but that's not going to be one of the requirements.
So it's kind of like the bonus type of basically the bonus reward if you
Yeah,
do walk up and
that's
sleep
pretty
before.
much what I understood from what I read about it in the lore Q&A and the behind the scenes for this month. So.
So what I'm thinking is they just wanted to explore. I don't, maybe they're trying to release some new mid-level weapons and armor, like
Well,
you
no,
were
it
saying.
says level 85 is what the Slayer dungeon is going to be targeted at, so I don't think so.
Well, you get 85, you might, you know, be around level 80 and all your skills anyway. Well, we'll see what happens next week.
You know what this is likely going to end up being as? This is likely going to end up as a what's the word I'm looking for? Something introduction to how Guthix came about, maybe.
A prequel?
Yes. Well, no, not a prequel, because it happens after and we're advancing the year. But just like origins of Guthix and how Guthix came to be Guthix in terms of what he is, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And the full
So,
requirements will be Ritual of the Majarrat, Chosen Commander, Void Stares Back, Firemaker's Curse, Branch of Darkmire, 74 Firemaking, 80 Prayer, and 70 Slayer.
thank God, no smithing requirement.
Yeah, so while Guthix sleeps actually isn't a requirement for this.
Okay.
All right. And
So
yes,
yeah,
we
we'll
will
see
have
what.
our quest crew on. So that probably means Earth and maybe someone else. But that's what we'll be doing next week.
It may be Dano, you just have to listen and watch. Okay, listen. You all right?
Yes.
Okay,
Read the
move on to
next
the.
one.
How the heck do I say that guy's name?
D. Chibi Colts.
What he said. Hey, host, a three-part question here. One, if you can be hired to any part of Jagex, which side would you choose? I personally would love it to be on the creative side and work on potentially new updates. All right, Shane, you go first.
Usability and user interfaces.
Okay, me, I probably wouldn't really work for Jagex anyway, so nah,
You could
programming is not my
be a
forte.
no, you could be a community person. Or
Nah, I
somebody
hate.
who bans accounts.
No, I would literally, I hate Twitter, I hate tweeting, I hate Facebook, so me, bad choice. You would,
But you'd be
I
getting paid for it.
So? They can hire a 17-year-old girl to do the same job I'm doing and pay that girl, I don't know, half of what they would pay me.
I thought you weren't a fan of that.
What?
Not paying people for what they're worth.
Hey, as long as they meet the minimum wage, whatever. All
Okay.
right, number two. Moving on, Shane. Move on. Let it go. Let it go. All right, if you could do anything in RS over again, what would you do? Shane probably do 99 farming again. I would do Dragon Slayer again. I think they had that. P.S. I have a guess on Shane's answer. If it's farming, it's probably pretty obvious, isn't it? Let's see. So, right, Shane? Do
Yes,
RS?
that is entirely true.
What would I do again?
And you know, like I said last week, that for about 3 minutes, that was the only reason I was considering voting in the 2007 poll was to redo farming.
You know what I would do if I could do all the stuff on RS all over again one last time? I remake all the quest guides and bring all the quest guides back up to date. Ooh! Oh, wait, I can't even do that in an old RS one. Damn it.
Because the graphics are bad, so there'd be no point.
Yes, I would just, you know, hunker. Well, actually, I want to keep my skills. I'm not losing my skills. I'm not doing all that crap again. I'm keeping all the items that I've made. I'm keeping all my skills. I'm just doing all the quests again, and I'm just gonna put one gigantic quest guide mega uber update. Which reminds us, if you are doing a quest, please upload a guide and save each picture as a PNG file. It really does make a difference. Thank you. And
You're
let's
still
face it,
on the
Shane.
Quest Guide Crusade?
Has anybody ever made one ever since I kind of retired from it?
Not really, no. And even
Exactly.
though those old ones you made are kind of out of date now.
Out of date, they're ancient.
Okay, so you'd remake quest guides.
Yes, but I'm going to need some other people to help me out because I can't do them all. Just me nuts. Drives me nuts.
All right, and number
Okay,
three.
part three. Have you ever seen any rare or famous players in your days in this game? Example, Tech Noob Show or Zezima. P.S. It's not hard. Could you upload to iTunes on Saturday mornings? I have a 16-hour plane ride to China, and I've already downloaded 7 previous
Well, that should
episodes.
get you through it. 7 episodes at about an hour. Or no, that won't. Ooh.
Yeah, 16-hour flight, dude. Well,
Not making any promises, but we'll see how I feel. I know last week it was uploaded at around that time, so no promises this week.
yes. Okay then. So, Shane, have you seen anybody famous, infamous?
Infamous, yes, all the time. Famous, every Zezima once upon a time, way back in the olden days. I think what's the one of the name the one of the one that died, the old knight?
Good night.
That one. I really stopped caring for these famous players and whatnot because I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. Because if I was that kind of person, would I want 50 odd people following me around wherever I went? I don't think I'd want that many people following around. So out of respect for them, I don't go hunting for them or anything like that. So from that, I really don't care
I don't
if they
think
see one or
anybody ever
don't.
went hunting for them. It just happens to be there. Like, oh, cool, hey, what's up? And that's pretty much it. That's kind of what I did when I met Zezima at Sears Village. We were all cutting maple. It's like, oh, dude, it's you. Sweet. What's up, dude? It's like, oh, not much. All right, peace out. Can I take a picture? Sure. Cheese. Sweet. Bye.
You don't even need to ask for permission to take a picture. But another one we spent a lot of time around before he got famous was Larry R. Even though he wasn't actually the first one to get 99 runecrafting back when runecrafting was actually something to be proud of.
Mind-numbing.
Yes. Unfortunate, but
Let's see. I never met the old knight. There was one other person I met before, but I can't remember his name. He was semi-famous back then. I just can't
like to
remember
give
his
you an
name.
idea right now, there's over like 2 pages of people who have maxed XP in RuneCrafting, and it's not funny.
They're just going for the Steam thing. But hey, you know what? Do whatever you want. Why are you being so stupid? Let's see. So yeah, that's it for questions. Shane?
Yeah, oh, okay. I was expecting you to answer that one, but you already did. All right. Moving on to the tech news then.
Don't forget to say about the send in audio questions and all
Oh,
that good
thank you for
stuff.
reminding me about that. Audio questions. Yes, we like your audio questions. So, endeavor to speak clearly when you send them in, and send them into questions@rsbnb.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail on the Google Voice number, which is 571-572-2632. Or finally, leave us a voicemail on Skype. Just enter the username rsbnbupdate.
And keep in mind, 5 audio questions equals 1 live show the week after.
Oh, we're still doing that?
I thought we were.
Okay. Yes, that is true. So 5 audio questions next week, and we'll do a live show.
Yes. And some people get extra points for uploading certain somebodies.
What?
Oh, shut up, Shane.
I
Shutting
don't
up.
follow, but anyways.
What the? Oh, that's why.
Yes,
So we move on to
so the
tech news
Chromebook
then.
Pixel. You have a look at this?
The new notebook they're coming out?
Yeah, the new Chromebook. It's a
Long time ago.
$1,300 computer that effectively runs Google Chrome. Kind of expensive, don't you think, for something that just runs Chrome?
Well, in theory, if they're going to try and sell this with their new stores that they're going to be opening up anyway. And
Yeah, they could,
so
and you know, I guess the feeling is that Apple could had a premium product with the MacBook Air when that came out. So surely they can do something like this in a Chromebook that only runs Chrome.
So I'm pretty sure they will give it time. This is like the first one, you know, the old saying, don't buy the first generation one, always wait for the next one unless you're a Mac fanboy, in which case you buy everything, all what, six iPhones that's been out from day one.
That's true. But
Yeah.
it's got a resolution or a PPI of 239, which is pretty high density, and I don't remember what the screen resolution is, but it's something like 2800 by 1600 or something. So it's very big. So everything you'd be seeing will be crisp, crisp, crisp. It's also got a multi-touch screen, so you can tap, pinch to zoom, and swipe on it. So this is one of those hybrid laptops. I don't know how I'd feel about touching my laptop screen, but
And it's pretty thin too.
it is, isn't it?
It's I don't know how, let's see. Oh, and a backlit keyboard, okay. Glass touchpad and let's see, where's the full spec? The size is 200, well, how'd you say, 300 by 225 millimeters. That's how big it is, and about 3 pounds, a little over 3 pounds, with an i5 processor and an HD graphics 44,000 integrated.
So, in other words, it's just like a basic computer, except it's running Chrome. So, I don't know.
I always
2560 by 1700 is the screen size. You know, I honestly, I would take a MacBook Air over this.
Well, you're a Mac fanboy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm
That's
not.
why you have an iPhone.
And it's only got USB 2, not USB 3.
They'll probably do that with the next one, next generation. But
Maybe.
why they haven't done it already, who knows? Maybe they're just trying to test the waters.
And
This
battery, up to 5 hours of active use. That's not ultrabook spec yet. Only 5 hours?
mine
That's
barely lasts
horrible.
an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they can't, they don't sell any bigger batteries for mine at all. Mine dies quick.
Yeah, I mean, but 5 hours for an ultrabook, that's kind of bad. I don't know. This just seems horribly overpriced for what you're getting. So,
And
and
so
it,
is the MacBook.
well, no, you actually get a computer you can do stuff other than just run Chrome on with that. You could actually play games on that if you wanted to. But regardless, I've really not seen any Chromebooks out and about, so I don't know how successful this will be, but we shall see.
Okay.
All right, this next one is very interesting to me and to the world of computing in general. Google Glass.
And the glasses?
Well, no, it's like a headset that you wear that kind of just displays it in one corner of your eye.
Like a
And you know what
HUD?
this reminded us of?
Elite Force?
Sure. Or other Star Trek-ish type headsets.
Not going there.
Oh, okay. It's
You could if you
unfortunate.
want to. Or unless you want to talk about the whole Gemma Dog stuff again.
Well, yeah, that's where I was going with this. On Star Trek Deep Space Nine, there's a species who uses their ships, and the ships don't have any windows or viewing screens. So as a result, the people on board would wear these headsets, and then these headsets would provide a view to the outside of the ship and provide other status information as well. So it's kind of like Google Glass in that way, but Google Glass falls into the realm of what we call augmented reality. So they got a promo video for this that shows all sorts of things like taking video, getting driving directions. I think sending tweets was one of them.
Yes,
lots of interesting things on here. Oh, voice-controlled photos, translation support.
Yeah, I hope people who buy this do not use it to just update Facebook and Twitter.
Well, you know, that's going to be the first thing you use it for. But eventually there's going to be other companies out there that are doing this kind of thing. Like wearable computing is probably a place we're going. I wouldn't be surprised in the next couple of years if we see Apple come out with something like this. It's good Google's here first.
Well, to be honest, the technology has been here for, you know, a good decade. We just haven't been able to like really miniaturize it till now.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember way back when I was, you know, still in high school, they were talking about doing all this kind of stuff with heads-up display and on your glasses and everything else. But the problem was you needed to basically carry a small backpack for the battery. you know, so it's really quite interesting how much has changed in the past, you know, just decade. Everything gets gotten a whole lot smaller.
Yeah. Google wants to launch this by early 2014. And developer editions were $1,500 a piece.
Yes. So remember, look forward to this next year in the Google retail stores worldwide. I wouldn't mind going down to one if they're going to open one up here. But
yeah,
I think the only
even if you could just try it out for a little bit, you know, to get a feel of how it is.
Actually, I'd be more worried of some kid breaking it or someone cutting the cord and running off with it.
Well, no, they don't look breakable because all they are is a pair of glasses that sits like you normally have glasses. Then there's a piece that you look into. So I'm thinking for the visually impaired like you and me, we could get some sort of add-on for our current lenses so we could just have the...
like a clip-on?
Display part. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's getting there. We'll just have to see what's going to happen. But I think what one thing they should do if they end up doing both eyes is start being able to one. It would be interesting if they could get them made for a prescription. That would be really niche market if they can do that. But I think to do that and have the HUD, you got to trade off something. It's going to hurt.
Yeah, and. You can imagine that you're going to need to use some sort of Android device to have interact with it if you want more than just the basic glass, right? That would, I think,
and also,
make sense.
I also think this may be a little bit heavy from what I'm seeing on the picture. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, go weigh your head down, but, you know, you start wearing it for a couple of hours, I'm sure you'll start feeling it.
Yeah, well, you'd probably want to only wear them when you need to. Wear them, that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, but if they make them prescription, why wouldn't you just wear them all the time? But
or
again,
just
the
get
problem
a clip
would
on.
Be.
I mean,
it'd be, huh?
I'm just looking at this picture here, and it kind of does look light. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. It just seems. The side just seems a little bit bigger, because you'll end up have one side that maybe feel awkward. And remember, people sweat and all that good stuff too. So you have to kind of worry, you know, keeping it waterproof and everything else. Remember, water and electricity do not mix, especially not when they're part of your body.
You know, the most interesting ones that I see here are the driving directions one and the live hangouts. So people can be watching a transmitted video of exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, $1,500 for the developer version, and you do need to apply to be a part of it. So you apply, and then you have to pay $1,500 at the end. So, imagine it'll probably be about 5 years before it comes down to normal consumer prices, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think it'd be good, though, if Google could get this first compared to somebody like Apple, because, you know, Apple got the iPhone first, and look at the current state of the smartphone market. The iPhone still dominates and everything, and Android's just started to catch up recently. So,
well, Android is starting to take over a lot of iPhones in the area, in some areas. So it just depends on where you do it.
Yeah, so that would be a huge benefit of glass coming out first. And, you know, it's minimalistic, which is, of course, true Google. So that's better than Microsoft or Apple in some perspectives. But regardless,
okay. All right, happy about this. Let's move on to the most important topic of the week. The most game-changing Ultra Uber thing that's coming out this Christmas. What is it, Shane?
The PlayStation 4.
Oh, my God. Wait, the 4? Really? It looks like the same thing. It looks like, just like the 3 with slightly bigger, slightly changed controller. Actually, I haven't seen a picture of the console itself yet.
Yeah, you know, they haven't done that. And, you know,
really?
Yeah, they haven't shown what the actual console looks like, which is understandable. Because at this stage of the game, with console development, you're still working with developer versions in, like, typical PC boxes. So, it's understandable why they haven't done that. But PlayStation 4 represents a shift from thinking of a box or console. So, I'm guessing they're trying to position it as just a general entertainment type thing, similar to what we would say the Apple TV is going to be used for. So I'm betting that PS4 will be able to download movies and stream them and whatnot, just like an Apple TV could or something like that.
Okay, but I don't know, like, it's still gonna, I would still consider it a gaming console for a while, but it's really weird that they really show any pictures of it.
Well, yeah, it's still in development. But they did show the controller, didn't they?
Yeah, it's basically the PS, same as the PS1, the PS2, the PS3, and just painted black. With slightly bigger center.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now we're waiting for, basically now we're waiting for Microsoft to release the Xbox 720, or whatever they're going to call it.
Yeah, they're going to have to make it sound better than 4, because remember, they couldn't call the Xbox the Xbox 2, because there was the PlayStation 3. So, regardless.
Well, they can go back to Nintendo and call it the Xbox 64.
You know, it's going to depend on backwards compatibility, which one I get, whether I get the 720 or the PS4. If Xbox 720... Or if Xbox 360 stuff isn't compatible with the Xbox 720, I'll probably just go with the PS4.
Also, remember one other thing. Microsoft is kind of pushing toward the Xbox games will not be able to play used games without doing something really funky.
Oh, okay.
And PlayStation 4 supposedly said we will not block used games, but we've also seen how that comes into play, especially with companies like EA.
Another thing with the PS4 is that by default, games for the PS3 will not be backwards compatible. Mm. Meaning you won't be able to play your PS3 games on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense, because the PS4 actually uses consumer-type hardware, in that it's using an x86 processor rather than the Cell chip that the PS3 was using. So it's a completely different architecture, hence why they're not going to be backwards compatible. 8 gigabytes of GDDR5 memory, which is good. It's going to be an 8-core CPU, 2 teraflops of computing performance. And, you know, this is going to be good for a couple years, and then, you know, as usual, the computers we have on our desks will supplant them. So as usual with the console, best to buy it in the first year or so.
Uses USB 3.0 and auxiliary yes. ports, HDMI analog V8 output, PlayStation 4i camera with two 1280x800 cameras.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Fixed focus lens, 85-degree field of view, 30
Yeah,
centimeter
yeah.
minimum focus
So
distance.
essentially, a PS4 is going to have built into it a better version of what the Wii has. So cameras to track your positioning and everything. So if you want to use motion control with it, sure, you can do that
It's
straight out of the box.
going in more in layman term, it's basically going to be a built-in connect system.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which means you will have to be able to go on top of your TV, which could have to make it pretty light. So we
Well,
probably be.
no, you could still have the option of connecting them via remote wire or something.
Okay.
All right.
Let's
There's
see.
one more thing about the PS4 that I'm really excited about. You know how the Wii U has the second screen and the controller thingamajig, right?
Yeah, that thing's cool, but I don't want it. I don't care for the Wii.
The PS4 is actually going to have an app that you can use on your Android or iPhone as the secondary screen. So finally somebody gets this, that we don't want to purchase extra hardware, just let us use what we already have.
You can start playing games with your iPad.
Exactly. So I mean, it just makes so much sense that Sony's willing to do this, to create an iOS application to let you use this as part of your control thing.
And what's also good is, if they start having deals with Google and Apple start, selling iPads and Google tablets and whatnot, I can really see, both parties would benefit greatly, and a lot more people will have tablets with their consoles. Okay, anything
I
else
don't
you want to
know.
add?
Oh, and of course, Facebook and Ustream are already registered as third-party services that'll be on the PS4. So you'd be able to watch Ustream, update your Facebook. Now, well, yeah. I hope Sony just keeps it kind of at the periphery instead of trying to create a whole ecosystem like Microsoft has.
Let's see, anything
I
else I
mean,
wanted to say?
right now, after reading this again, I thought I was on the fence, but right now I feel like I'm leaning towards PS4.
Yeah, here's the controller for the PlayStation 4. And as I said, it's the same as PS3, made it slightly round and with a little thing in the center, but same basic control. Although I'm happy they finally got into their head to indent the little analog sticks.
Do you have a picture for me?
Yeah, it's on the next page. Boink. There you go. Got it?
Oh yeah, that looks modern.
Yeah,
That's
so that's like
good.
the same as the PS3, it's just slightly
Oh
screening
yeah, and that
up.
reminds me how crappy the D-pad is on the Xbox controller.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it. Mine was fine. I
I
like it
can
where
never
it was.
press the right buttons on it.
You're not Asian enough. You need to play more StarCraft 2, dude.
No, thank you.
I never had any problems with it. Actually, I don't know. I say the Xbox controller feels better in my hand than the PS3 controller ever did.
The Xbox controller does, but just the D-pad is crap.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the D-pad.
All right. Now we're comparing controllers. So I think it's time to say that the PS4 is coming out around this holiday season. So
We
it'll
look forward
definitely.
to Xbox 720 coming out this holiday season too.
Yes, and given how much slant Microsoft is likely to have on the 720, I will probably likely be getting a PS4.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what they say. We'll see things, a lot of things can change in the next, 6 months.
Yeah, Microsoft could go belly up.
Ooh, that would be bad. Apple and Google will be cheering, but Microsoft will be banned.
Yeah, there was actually an interview with Bill Gates last week, and he said that Microsoft isn't where it could be, and Windows 8 and Surface isn't where they would like it. It's an interest for them, but I think they learned their lesson with it. But anyways, that's a topic for another day.
All right. So we have a skill of the month, February skill of the month. And
Strength.
his strength, and it's still pretty close. We have Endure and at 8.9 million XP, and we have James ND 52 at 8 million XP. So within that 900k difference, which is pretty good. You guys still have a good week, a good solid week.
Yep.
And everyone else is less
We
than
need a
800k.
logarithmic scale to see everyone else.
Gotta zoom in on those things.
Yeah, you can't
Okay.
zoom in on this graph, but so definitely going to be one of these top two, I think. Question's going to be
Yes.
which one has the determination to keep going and pull it off.
All right. And so anyway, next Friday, one time of this podcast, it will be March. So we will have March skill of the month will be summoning.
Yay!
Hey.
Didn't we just have summoning?
I think so. Hey, does this mean we make it another what is it,
You
double
know,
weekend thing?
yes, that is entirely possible that March will be a bonus XP weekend once again, given the fact that summoning. So, and you know, this is highly irregular because the skill of the month system prevents a skill from being chosen every 3 months, and this was the first month that summoning could come up again. So, or no, second month. So, very rare that it did come up like this.
All right, so we got summoning. So start getting your charms and everything else, and have a fat wallet.
Yes.
Shane, you want to donate to make Trekkie a little richer fund?
I'll donate for an interest rate of 19%.
Go
Compounded
to hell.
weekly.
That's highway robbery.
Alrighty, achievements of the week. We got four of them this week. First up, Monster Muzz, 22, 99 magic on the 19th.
And Monster 22, 99 fletching on February 17th.
Then we have Alex, 43, with 99 construction on the 16th.
And we have Lal Farm, we got 99 cooking on the 15th.
Which I believe
Congratulations.
was previously Jason72. Interesting name change.
Lal.
Yes, LOL indeed.
All right. So yeah, congratulations to the three of you.
You mean four? Yes, I mean
Three.
three. Right. I'm sorry, I can't count.
You're a computer science major. How could you not count?
All right. What's your pick?
All right. So I found this on the internet, and I decided I would come and try it out. It is a simulator. You can go back to the good old days of using a Windows 3.1. Doesn't that sound like fun, Shane?
No, because this is a very poor simulation.
Oh, come on, Shane. Have some common decency. So you can go back and you see all the little things. You can see all the internet browsers, all the very bad widescreen. You can still play Minesweeper on this. Woo! Don't you remember playing Minesweeper, Shane?
No, I never played Minesweeper.
Really?
Nope.
You have your old MS-DOS, and Shane, were you playing around with it earlier?
Yeah, I was. And you know, the browser's interesting because it's like a Chrome window inside, of course, something where Chrome would not exist. So that's kind of funny to see. But I don't know. I mean, it's a nice simulation. But it's nowhere near Program Manager. Back on the old Windows XP pre-Service Pack 2, you could actually open up Program Manager.
But I decided to come give a throwback to the old Windows since everyone's into the 2007 servers. If you love the 2007 servers, maybe you like going back to the really old days of using things of before Windows 95. I'm sure Uncle Dana probably remember using those. Did you really need to play that out in my ear?
Yeah, I just went to the music thing and exploring some of the music.
Okay, but basically, if you like Windows 2007, maybe you try Windows.
You know what that was?
Oh, McDonald had a farm?
Very good.
Okay. Shane, did you really need to blow my eardrums out?
Yes.
God dang it. Okay. Ow. Okay, so anyway, if you like 2007, maybe you'll like using Windows 3.1 again. So
yay!
Have a blast.
Ooh, there's a video called Star Trek in the video file. Let's see what this is.
It's just a YouTube clip.
Oh. I thought it'd be actual Star Trek. Oh, there's a Ron Paul folder. Let's see what's here.
Have you ever heard a politician say he wants to take a pay cut? And if the government he runs do less...
Okay, we don't need that. That's nice. Okay.
Yeah, so that's it.
All right. You can find that at michaelv.org.
Okay, so Shane, what have you been up to in the real world?
Oh, not that much this week.
I said the real world. You just been sleeping all week?
No. Like I said last week, it feels weird I was on the show last week because I was kind of in a fog still from coming back. But this week, I didn't really do that much. I did programming. Changed my fleet in Star Trek Online. What else did I do? Oh, I've been putting together a bit of a presentation on my New Zealand trip. But, of course, I really can't share that online because that contains kind of some sensitive info that really doesn't need to be out in the public sphere. But if anybody is interested in seeing some photos or hearing more about it, just send in a question next week or something. I might post a few sanctioned photos on the forums. We'll see. So, that's what I've been doing. Haven't really been doing much RS this week. Kind of still taking a break from that. Because, the thing is, when I went away, I unplugged entirely. And, it just felt so great to get away from everything. And, just to give everyone an idea of how much I unplugged, I don't even remember what I was doing in RS before I left. So I'm not even sure where to begin. Should I want to go play it? So anyways, how about you?
I've actually just got 89 agility.
Yay! What are you doing that for?
Use up my boots.
Oh, okay.
That's boots. And did a lot of sinkholes over the week. I'm actually planning this weekend to do a bunch of dungeon runs because I have a couple of friends and Uncle Dano wants to level up too. So I'm just going to... I just reset, so I'm just going to do as much as I can.
Okay.
100 dungeoneering, dude. My first triple digit skill.
Yay! I technically got 102 farming or something, but it's not represented.
What's that 102? More?
I don't know. I lost my XP chart somewhere, but I have roughly about 40 million XP, so I'm not sure what that is. So let's see. Experience level chart. Anyways.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Okay. So with that being said, we'll be back next week with the quest. So think of what kind of questions you want to hear about the quest or anything else RS in general. And with that being said, see you next week, everyone. Take care.
Peace out.